Good afternoon to most of us in the U.S. Good morning if you're on the West Coast. Aloha if you're in Hawaii or anywhere. Aloha always works, so aloha. And good evening to our European family. And welcome to another Gridmaster's Call service project, and we thank you for attending and offering your time and attention to anchoring these vitally needed codes of light and love during these very difficult times of transition for humanity on our beautiful planet and throughout the universe. So I'm sitting in for Joan today. This is going to be short and sweet. And I know we're all concerned, and Kim just gave us an update. So we're very, very grateful that John's returning to homes where he can recuperate, regain his health, and we look forward to him being back here in, you know, full state of perfect health and well-being. All right. And so with that, I'll introduce our host for the month, and Jonna is going to lead us in transmitting stability, equilibrium, neutrality from the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates through intention, breath, and sound. So if everyone can please mute yourself, and Jonna, take it away. It's all yours.
Thank you. Hi, everyone, and welcome back again to Joan and John, to the beauty and serenity of their home environment. I'm delighted to know that that's what's happening there. Thanks to Kimber and Joe for anchoring this call. And I've stepped in to take over this hosting duty. So, let's go. Let's settle first into a comfortable posture, taking in a slow, deep, natural breath or two. Love and light, light and love. And close your eyes or keep them open, whatever you choose. You can still focus your attention inward while they're open, actually, rather than outward. Either way, going into a more inward drawn meditative state now, where there's nothing to think about. It's just presence here. And at the end of this session, we'll just sign off. So I see our monthly Gridmaster service actions like a string of pearls, not separate, each unique, but forming a continuous stream of our collective unity and love, and helping to upgrade our planet and humanity into its original intent of Christed nature. Of course, it nurtures our own collective nature too, so that's a clear win-win of unity's likened to itself is drawn. So thanks goes out now to everyone past, as well as our future Gridmaster hosts, those whose voices we've yet to be graced with, but I'm looking forward to hearing and benefiting from you all as we continue our service this year. As Joe mentioned, today we're enhancing our collective stability, neutrality, and equilibrium together in the center of the unity and love of the Pink Diamond with Magdalene and Yeshua. That unified divine feminine masculine with source. And for transmitting our fourth, fifth, and sixth dimensional light template energetics to assist Earth and humanity that's so much in need now. On January 10th, we gathered with Metatron, and he was speaking from the seat of the All That Is, as director of the ascension of Earth and humanity. And he told us it's so important now more than ever to stay neutral, out of reaction. And so like today's service, our two solstice gatherings, Metatron said, today we'll be transmitting in the quantum field, in our Merkaba vehicle, operating at 130% speed of light in our crucible. He also mentioned that it's in the spinning of the triads within each of us that creates a unified field. And within that unified field, it's within and around that pillar that's held in the human form by each of us that creates a massive energetic acceleration. So we're going to be working with that today. And he also mentioned that working with our triadic system increases our light, as we all know already. So let's use this moment or so to feel, sense, see our Merkabas at 130% speed of light, 100, 110, 120, 130. We're in our crucible, co-creating by spinning throughout our fifth through first triadic systems. Fourteen chakras engaged. Our unified fields in coherence. Personal pillars of light from source through our light bodies and physical bodies unified. Yod, hey, bow of hay, emblazoned. With our grounding cords, either new or refreshed, anchoring in our earth stars. So as an energetic setting for today's service piece, prior to entering the center of the Unity and Love Pink Diamond. So we can think of this as our Gabriel centering contribution here. Our working color codes are Divine Love's pink. Feel that in the sacred heart space. The platinum ray. Christed gold. And all the color codes encompassing magenta. By adding a unifying equilibrium breath and toning sounds, we'll accomplish this today in no time. In mid-January, we heard the quadratic configuration of Metatron, Archangel Uriel, Lord Melchizedek, and Yeshua, saying that various processes like silent time, meditation, and prayer increase our light and facilitate that change that we need to hold coherently and constantly at the physical level. They are depending on us. So, toning and breathwork are two other direct ways to influence and unify our physicality. We're going to try a bit of them out now and weave that throughout our session. So take a few moments to attune yourself more deeply and specifically to your soft in and out breath within your personal pillar of light. A central channel or column of divine love and light spinning from your source, the fifth triad, fourth, through the soul star, your crystalline lotus between the soul star and your crown. Third triad. Sacred heart consciousness space, second triad. All of the physical chakras of the first triad. Down to and through the root in the body. Anchoring into the earth star. Your earth star. And earth's divine feminine Mary and masculine Michael ley lines. We'll be unifying them into oneness with our collective sound, color, and intention for Gaia, the inner earth communities, and the elemental kingdom. In our crucible and the quantum field, we'll continue now to focus our attention of our individual pillars of light in our light bodies, in our light garments. Feel, sense, and see them now, emblazoned with the fire letters of Yod-He, Vav-He. As we take our places in the four pillars of light of the pink diamond. The placements of the four pillars of the pink diamond geometry that we've previously been drawn to, greeting all the great cosmic beings of light that are holding this with us. The archangelics, hello. The ascended masters. The Elohim, Lords of Light, all of our starseed family members in Andromeda, Pleiades, Syria, Arcturus, and beyond, known and unknown to us in the non-physical. A deep breath. Feeling, sensing, seeing now the slow clockwise rotational movement of the pink diamond that we've all collectively set in motion. The quantum field. Massive creative resource. So let's begin breathing in and humming to ourselves on each hope breath. Choosing whatever note you'd like to hum in. A soft flowing vibratory hum. And notice that every aspect of you is completely involved in this process. Every cell and space in your physicality. Unifying, neutralizing, and equalizing. So as we hum in unison, we move together into the center of the pink diamond. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Feel the pure resonance of our unity and love as we join with Yeshua and Miriam. They are delighted with our collective presence now. Here we begin toning the vowel sounds that resonate and further recalibrate our chakras, neurology, every cell, including the liquid white light within our collective pillar of light in physicality. This source liquid white light is entering the hemoglobin in our blood. Transforming and transmuting. The point is to feel the unity and love resonance happening within our entire collective field as every cell is unifying in the sound and vibration. In the quantum field, our sacred heart consciousness, mindful that every service we give to ourselves, we give to our collective nature and to our collective aspect of humanity. As Christed cosmic beings of light and as humans, our oneness. We'll tone each sound three times per the seven chakras, which unifies the 14 chakra system as we slowly rotate with the diamond, within the diamond, flowing our divinity with Yeshua and Miriam in the pink, platinum, gold, and magenta, infusing Gaia's heart, her precious Christed heart, and the unifying ley lines as we tone in unison for Earth and humanity. We'll start in the crown this time. E, like me. You can just say it as a tone or sing it as a tone, whatever your heart desires. The sound for the crown chakra. E. 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 Feel that in the crown. The vibrations are purifying and unifying. Our third eye is A, like say. A. 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 Feel the unifying of the E and the A. Your physicality is being bathed in these divine seed sounds. They are communication pathways. The throat chakra is I, like my. I. Join with me. I. I. Merging of these three tones takes on a musicality that's celebrated throughout the omniverse. Okay, to our heart. Our sacred heart sings, ah, like Ma. Ah, or refreshing and recalibrating. That power in our solar plexus is O as go. Feel its power infusing the seat of the soul in our solar plexus. Oh. 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 Breathing that in. And the merging of all the sounds. You may see them in colors. You may see them in the musicality of their sounds mingling and merging in unison. You may just feel the peace, the tranquility, the sanctity and the sanctuary, the serenity. Infusing your body, physical and non-physical. And here into the sacral center, that creativity center, is ooh, like you. Ooh. Ooh. Or and to our root, the ah, like cup. Join with. Feel the gentle power as all of these seven seed sounds of the physical chakras unify in stability, neutrality, and equilibrium in our 14 chakra system. The non-physicality of the undifferentiated light and sound through the chakras interfacing with the physicality of us into our neurology. You can feel it, right? Every cell, our DNA, those light packets that we've activated, taking up residence through the hemoglobin in the blood, transmitting it throughout every aspect of our physicality in unity and love. Take a breath. This might be a good, useful moment to check in on our grounding cord into our Earth Star. And noticing the gratitude and appreciation and love, immense love that Gaia has. Through the Mary and Michael ley lines, in their unification, maintaining their unique divine feminine and masculine qualities in a unified state. All of the inner earth communities and the elemental kingdom from their 12th dimensional integrated states celebrating our service right now. And our beloved humanity, God bless. May every single soul incarnate at this time that's wishing to transform and change into the beauty and light of who they are receive what we're offering. And for the next part of our offering, in our service, we'll now bring attention to the divine breath that created that sound, noticing that it's brought more refined equilibrium into our mental, emotional, and physicality unified field. With our coherent soul-spirit unified space, it promotes peace in the body consciousness, a willingness of the body consciousness to follow our consciousness, and creating an ease to more clearly flow, follow, and merge with our ever-expanding consciousness. So this breath that we're about to experience purifies these three main etheric energy channels, center, right, and left, that are functioning and operating within our pillar of light. They run up and down our physical root to crown chakras and crown to root, unifying our own unique masculine and feminine divinity, our divineness and equilibrium, balancing the brain and the neurology throughout, and in peace for any of humanity that wish to receive it. It's a simple and direct way using what's called alternate nostril breathing. With it, the only thing that's being eliminated is the old or any residues or remnants, imprints, you know, even woundings that we've experienced of old separated expression of split masculine and feminine into a unified, balanced state. Really nothing to lose here. Start by placing your right hand, the two index and middle fingers, lightly on your third eye area. Just give it a loving touch. And what happens as you do that placement is you'll find that your thumb and ring fingers are down at either side of your nostrils at this point for this breath. This is a slow, fluid motion of breath, no holding the breath. We know we've done the 4-8 breath where the exhale is longer, but with this breath, the inhale and the exhale are equal. So this is the simplest way I know that can direct this. So let's warm up with a single nostril breathing, 3 to 5 times each side. Index finger and middle finger on our third eye, thumb resting just outside the right nostril, and the ring finger resting just outside the left nostril. Our pinky is just floating. Close your right nostril with the thumb, pressing gently on it. As you breathe in the prana within the air through the left nostril. There we go. And so we just normally breathe in and out 3 times with the left open and the right blocked by the thumb, gently. 1. Feel the breath going in and out of your left nostril. 2. And 3. Then release the thumb from the right nostril. And use your ring finger now to close or block the air from your left nostril. So your right nostril now is open. We'll breathe in and out normally with the right nostril 3 times. And 1. Two and 3. Release and hand down. Just breathe in normally and gently for a moment with both nostrils. We've just activated them. You can note that the right nostril is solar, active, warm, masculine in nature, aligned with the mental body. The right nostril, along with the right side of our central column to our root to crown, flows up and down. The right nostril, however, interfaces with the left brain. The left nostril is the lunar one. It's cooling. More passive in nature. In tune with the emotional body. It innervates with the right side of the brain. So as we do, about to do the alternate nostril breath, we'll do it like 5 times. And you'll notice, I'm pretty sure you're going to notice that these, the gentle yet powerful pranic life force within the air and the ether that we take in to the body and transmit to everywhere in our system is creating equilibrium and unification there. So, alternate nostril breathing. You can lead your body consciousness by imagining it as I say the words, and then we'll do it all at the same time. Here we go. So one breath with alternate nostril breathing includes Inhaling with the left, exhaling through the right, inhaling from the right, and exhaling through the left. That counts as one breath. We're going to do it 5 times just so that we can get, you know, the feel of it. So again, with our index and middle fingers back on the brow, thumb on the right nostril, ring finger on the left. We'll use our thumb, closing the right nostril, inhaling slowly with the left nostril. We'll pause just for a nanosecond at the top of the breath. While we release the thumb on the right and replace it with the ring finger, closing the left nostril. Then, of course, your right nostril's open and you exhale through it. I know, it's a bit in the moment, but we're masters, right? So, thumb closing the right nostril. Inhale slowly with the left nostril. Pause for a moment at the top of the breath while releasing the thumb on the right and replacing it with your ring finger, closing the left nostril. Then your right nostril is open. You exhale through it. Let's do one more like that. Thumb closing the right nostril. Inhaling through the left, slowly. Equal in and out breath. Pause for a moment at the top of the breath. Release the thumb on the right. Replace it with your ring finger, closing the left. Your right nostril is now open and you exhale through it. Okay. This time your ring finger on your left nostril. You inhale through the open right nostril. Place your thumb back on it at the end of the in-breath and exhale now through the open left nostril. Again. Ring finger on the left nostril. Open and breathe in through your right. Place your thumb back on the right nostril at the end of the in-breath and exhale through the now open left nostril. Your alternate nostril breathing. So we have just gently activated, powerfully activated throughout our entire physical and non-physical aspects of who we are, the divine masculine nature of our prana or life force. We absorb it every day through our environment anyway, but mostly through our in-breaths and out-breaths. That divine masculine nature of our prana has unified in equilibrium, stability, and neutrality with our divine feminine nature. Okay, now it's finished. 3 to 5 slow, normal breathing with both nostrils simultaneously. You might want to just put your finger or your hand below your nostrils. It's going to tell you where the prana is flowing through now. Sometimes we dominate through our right nostril and sometimes through our left. And often when we do alternate nostril breathing for just even the shortest of time, we'll find that there's an equilibrium with the air and the prana flowing through both the both nostrils simultaneously. Okay. So now we're ready to flow that source and central sun's light up and down in pure neutrality, stability, and equilibrium. Let's just flow this source to soul star, to earth star, earth star to soul star, and beyond to source. Transmitting that element of love with the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates within us. This is our collective offering today. You can coordinate this energetic flow with your breathing if you wish so. Let's feel our collective pillar of light. Really dancing in divine pink, platinum, golden Christed, and divine magenta color codes. The ongoing slow clockwise rotation of these four cosmic holographic columns of light, the pillars. Held with Uriel, Raphael, Michael, and Gabriel. Source, Shekinah, the She, Anna, Magdalene, Mother Mary, the great, powerful, white lion, the celestial white-winged ones, the beloved white fire dragons. The white whales and dolphins. The exquisite beauty and love of Yeshua and Magdalene. Offering wisdom, healing, purity and protection, and messages of hope and inspiration for the whole collective of humanity. feeling ourselves in the crucible, in the quantum field, in our Merkabas, in our unified field, our exquisitely divine pillars of light. Fully immersed in our physicality, grounded, centered, unified. Rest in this silent stillness and quietude for a few minutes, offering our thanks and blessings to all of the teachers of light and the source of our being, who so love us and fill us with the beauty and power and grace of their teachings, their guidance, their directives, and co-creating with us. I really hope that you've enjoyed creating this space today and participating fully with all your love. You guys are so awesome. I love you all. Love and blessings. Disengage whenever you're ready to.
Thank you, Jana. We love you.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Jana.
Thank you, Jana. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jana, Kim, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank
beautiful,
you, Jana.
Jana.
Thank you.
It was amazing.
Thank you,
Jana. It's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings.
Until next time.
Lash to John.
Yes. Much love to John.
Much love.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye, all.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
That was beautiful, Jana. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jana.
My honor.